Tainus, Berek Gimel, Mishnah Tess. Ha'imisanin v'yardu lahem gesham kodem neitzachama. So if they were fasting, and then it started to rain before sunrise, lo yashlimu, so they wouldn't need to continue fasting. La'achar neitzachama, but if sunrise already occurred, yashlimu, then they have to finish up the fast. Rabbi Eliezer Omer kodem chatzos lo yashlimu. Rabbi Eliezer says that as long as it rains before chatzos, because chatzos, Rashi says, it was the zman of the sudas they used to make. So if it was before that, that's when it started raining, then you don't have to complete the fast. La'acha chatzos yashlimu. But if the rain started already after chatzos, they were fasting by chatzos, and yet it hasn't rained then, and only rained afterwards, then you have to finish this fast. Ma'aseh shegozer tainus b'lud. There's a ma'aseh that there were gozer tainus in the place lud. V'yardu lehem gesham kodem chatzos. And it rained before chatzos. Amar lehem Rabbi Tarfon, tzu v'ichlush ushesu v'asu yontif. Rabbi Tarfon told them, go and eat and make a yontif. V'yatsu v'ochlu, they went out, they ate, v'shasu, and they drank, v'asu yomtiv, and they made it into a yomtiv. Ubo, bein harbayim, v'karu hal hagadol. And then in the afternoon, they read from hal hagadol. Taz yomtiv brings that hal hagadol starts from hodu l'lukei halukim, kili alam chasto, and it ends by al naharos bavel, like the Gemara says. And because it says, noisen lechem chol basar, therefore it's always better to say it on a full stomach, where somebody's fully satiated and satisfied. Best to say halal gadol in that way. That's why first they would eat, and then after that, they would say halal gadol. That's what Rashi says.